This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. COVID vaccination rates are going up around the state, but the number of cases continues to surge. Almost 10,000 new cases were reported in Michigan yesterday, with another 12 deaths. The Centers for Disease Control has called on Governor Gretchen Whitmer to close things down again in Michigan, as it has the highest per capita rate of new infections in the country. To this point, the governor has extended work-from-home executive orders for up to another 6 months, but has made school closures, sports shutdowns, and indoor dining at restaurant limitations voluntary. Joining us with the latest today from our community is Susan Ringler-Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. How are you holding up, Susan?
You know, every day is a new adventure. And breaking news to talk about this morning. We've just received word, and I'm sure many others have as well, that there is a pause recommended on the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So we are in the process of sharing that information. We had two clinics scheduled to use that vaccine today. The one at Pierce Lake Elementary in Chelsea will operate, and we will offer the Pfizer vaccine instead. So again, Chelsea, Pierce Lake Elementary running today, but we'll offer the Pfizer vaccine instead of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We also had a scheduled clinic this afternoon at EMU Convocation Center, and that was specifically for some of our food and essential workers that hadn't yet been vaccinated, as well as some Eastern Michigan University students and employees. That clinic at this point is postponed, and we will be contacting folks and working to reschedule them.
So as we consider the pause with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, both the University of Michigan and Eastern Michigan University had a strong desire to use that vaccine to get students and faculty and staff inoculated before the end of the academic year, so that when they traveled through the state and the students went home, they wouldn't be spreading COVID-19. What does that do to those efforts?
Well, unfortunately, because many university students, if they're not local students, will be heading out soon, it's not clear at this moment that we'll still be able to get them vaccinated. As you mentioned, this was an effort both with universities as well as the state to get folks vaccinated before they left the area and reduce spread. And of course, the Johnson & Johnson is ideal for that because it's one dose and wouldn't create a problem with the second dose after folks left the area. So important point, though, you know, this is definitely not good news in a pause, and one made out of precaution. You know, as I understand it, this vaccine has been used in thousands and thousands of folks. The concern is about 6 instances, I believe, of some adverse effects. And so more information will be coming on that. Want to absolutely, you know, reassure folks that there is no concern or issue with either of the other two vaccines in use. And even this sounds very much like a precautionary pause. And we will await more information. It's my understanding that the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, the ACIP, is scheduled to meet tomorrow. And we should learn much more after that about what the concerns are, if any, and what the recommendations are moving forward.
Have we locally seen any people hospitalize or suffer severe impacts of having the Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
No, absolutely not. And another important point is that, you know, before these vaccines are put in use, they do go through all of the normal testing precautions, evaluations, and the use of them is being very carefully tracked in real time. Folks that have gotten vaccines may have seen the V-Safe system that you can sign up for when you're vaccinated, and that's a text-based automated system that tracks reactions in real time. In other words, it texts you right after your vaccine and at intervals after that, and collects information about how you're feeling. And that's used at the CDC level. So tons of information, real-time information being collected on the use of these vaccines, and literally millions of vaccines being given across the country as well as across the world. So, again, want to reassure people that while this is a pause out of an abundance of precaution till we have more information, it should not dissuade them from feeling confident in the vaccines overall, and in particularly in the other vaccines, of which we have no concerns about at this point either.
What percentage of the doses on hand in Washtenaw County are of the Johnson & Johnson nature and now at least temporarily rendered unusable?
Let me just pull that up for you. We had in the last weeks, you know, one of our main vaccine has continued to be Pfizer. We've been using that at our EMU Convocation Center.
That's the one that I got, and I had no side effects, not even a sore arm, either one.
Me neither, although slight soreness the second time. But so we've had, Pfizer has been one of our primary ones, and we've gotten sort of inconsistent amounts of the Johnson & Johnson or Janssen. And the additional amount this week, as we mentioned, was really targeted at some of these clinics for college students and employees. So we had a bit more of that this week. Our shipment was about 2,000 doses of that vaccine, and that was scheduled this week, I think mostly this week. So pause of 2,000. But that said, we have over 5,000 of Pfizer and almost 2,500 of Moderna also in use.
We're talking with Susan Ringler-Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department on 89.1 WEMU. Some breaking news this morning in which the Johnson & Johnson vaccination has been put on pause while they consider some case studies, and it is unclear as to when we will be able to resume those. But the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, completely safe, and you are encouraged to get those as soon as you possibly can. Susan, Governor Whitmer and Congresswoman Debbie Dingell were among those appearing at the mass vaccination site at EMU's Convocation Center yesterday morning, again reiterating that we know what to do to prevent the spread of COVID, but the new variant strains are more contagious, and COVID fatigue has caused many to let their guard down. The county has come out in support of the governor's position, but the numbers say it's not working right now. For the health department, where's the line in the sand?
Yeah, I mean, our role is to continue to provide that guidance and support, everyone being as safe, you know, as possible. And unfortunately, we are very much going in the wrong direction. Here locally, we have been a little bit less in the wrong direction than other surrounding areas. However, that continues to change. We've been reporting over 150 cases per day the last several days. And our case positivity has gone from almost zero up into over 6%. And I haven't looked at it today. It's been pretty steadily increasing. So none of that is good news. We do believe there's no, at this point, we can't point to a single explanation. As you said, the variant is known to be more contagious, and that likely is contributing to additional spread. However, we also know that a lot of activities have resumed. People are frustrated and perhaps doing activities that they haven't done before, or they may be feeling more confident because they or others that they're perhaps getting together with have been vaccinated. So unfortunately, all those things combined mean that we're really seeing cases climb again. We're back up to where we were in the fall in many respects. And our hospitalizations, however, are looking a little bit different. We're seeing some younger folks, and we continue to see, we believe we need to do some more analysis on this, but we do think the majority of those hospital cases are in unvaccinated or not fully vaccinated persons. So that's an important point for this sort of feeling like discouraged, in other words. The fact that we're not seeing as many hospitalizations in our older adults, and our older adults were prioritized for vaccination first, that could be a glimmer of good news and hope that we are seeing that protective vaccine work among our older adults. However, the rest of it is not good news, right?
Right. Well, and while we consider what's going on around the country and here in the state of Michigan, certainly it is low in numbers, but the research is now just really getting underway. Are you taking a look at the number of cases locally in which people have received their vaccines and are still contracting COVID because they've let their guard down?
You know, we're not able to do that level of analysis at the health department. You know, hopefully there's lots of smart researchers working on that very question. You know, there is, we don't have definitive answers yet. And folks may remember what was really studied about this vaccine in the trials and in the safety measures was its ability to prevent and reduce severe illness. And now, as you mentioned, what we're really studying more, the researchers, I should say, is about the ability to prevent and reduce spread. So there's some positive information coming out about that. We don't have definitive answers yet, but we do know that generally with vaccines, that is a benefit that we see, especially as we approach high numbers of folks in a community that are vaccinated. It starts to become difficult for that virus to spread. Unfortunately, we are still in a position where we have lots of vulnerability across our communities, meaning that people can and do get affected, and we see rapid spread.
Well, thank you so much for the time and sharing the breaking news and information with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, and take care.
That is Susan Ringler-Cerniglia, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.